Thank you for joining us for this episode of Season 3 of Comply on the Fly with M3 and Karen B. Comply on the Fly is your trusted weekly resource for reliable insight and quick answers to common employee benefits compliance questions. Please note this podcast and the contents herein do not constitute legal advice. Seek the advice of counsel for any employee benefits compliance-related guidance or strategy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Karen B., and the Comply on the Fly topic for today is the Affordable Care Act, shared responsibility requirements, and employer size, specifically in relation to new employers and also employers that are part of a controlled group of businesses. We have been getting quite a few questions on this topic, and it is a good time to address this earlier in the calendar year to avoid issues later on. As a reminder, the ACA shared responsibility requirements apply to applicable large employers, or ALEs, including governmental and nonprofit employers. The threshold number of employees for the employer to be considered an ALE, subject to the shared responsibility provisions, is 50 full-time and full-time equivalent employees. As discussed in previous episodes, the ACA requires that you look back to the previous calendar year and count employees for each month of the year and then divide by 12 to arrive at the total number. If you need assistance with this calculation, please refer to our ACA guide or contact your M3 team for more information. So, as I stated, that threshold number is determined by looking back to the previous calendar year. But what if an employer did not exist in the previous calendar year? What then? Does an employer get to wait a full year before these shared responsibility requirements would apply? The answer is no. The guidance issued by the IRS, or Internal Revenue Service, states that for an employer that was not in existence in the prior year, the employer determines whether it is an ALE for the current year based on whether it is reasonably expected to employ at least 50 full-time and full-time equivalent employees for the current calendar year. Then, for the next year, ALE status is determined under the general rules. Another consideration for employers with less than 50 full-time and full-time equivalent employees is whether the business is part of a controlled group of businesses under Internal Revenue Code Section 414 B, C, M, or O. The IRS guidance states that two or more businesses that have a certain level of common or related ownership under those 414 sections are treated as a single employer and combined for purposes of determining whether they meet the 50 full-time and full-time equivalent threshold. If the combined total of employees meets or exceeds the ALE threshold, then each separate business is part of an ALE and subject to the shared responsibility requirements. Of course, this includes any business that does not employ enough employees to meet the threshold on its own, meaning an employer with just 10 employees could be subject to the requirements, even though they are below the 50 threshold. The example given in the IRS guidance is for an individual that owns 80% or more of two businesses that are separate legal entities. If the total number of full-time and full-time equivalent employees in both businesses combined exceeds 50, then both entities are subject to the shared responsibility requirements, which means that they have to make offers to at least 95% of their full-time employees and offer affordable and valuable coverage to full-time employees, or face penalties as determined by the required 1095C reporting. And that is your Comply on the Fly topic for today. Thanks for tuning in.
For more compliance insights from Karen B., please visit m3ins.com. You can also follow and subscribe to Comply on the Fly on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts.